Thanks, Peter. Good morning. How is everybody? This warm Sunday in January. Wow, who would have guessed it'd be above 32 in January when December was below 20 below most of the month. Well, thanks, Peter, for all the prayers, and thanks for every one of you who are standing in prayer as he is up here praying. Mark 11:17 says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." And that's our desire. And that's part of why Peter and I begin each year talking about prayer. I ask for prayer for a miracle, a new baby. It's hard for me to talk about family, but I'm excited. Tears of joy. It's a miracle because of what God can create. Think about the eyes and the ears and the heart. It's truly amazing. The heart can pump nearly 2,000 gallons of blood per day for an adult. It's amazing. But also, the heart can pump out bad things. It can pump out evil thoughts. The Bible talks about that. It says, what comes out of the heart is what defiles you. The opposite of that is a right relationship with Jesus Christ. That's our goal, to help you to have a strong and proper relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, how do we get there? Part of it is prayer. Part of it is other things, reading and being kind, sharing God's love with others. But we want to focus on prayer today. Developing a strong and active prayer life. I think our church grabs hold of that as we have Joys and Concerns every Sunday. It's such a blessing. We gather as a family and we pray for each other. It's real. And we see answered prayer. Like the verse, "Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." God wants to hear our prayers. He wants to answer our prayers. That's our goal. Today I'm gonna come from a different angle. I'm gonna talk about remembering God in our daily lives. We prayed for many things today, most of them very significant events, from painful experiences to death. The young man in St. Hilaire, how tragic. But God wants us to come to Him every moment, not just in the extremely difficult times. He wants us to live our lives remembering Him. "Call unto me," He says. Most of us want to bring up our children to be wise, and we instruct them and we urge them, we even command them at times to do things, or we want them to be clean. We instruct them how to shower and use deodorant, and we urge them to make it a practice, brush their teeth. And we even command them at times to do things. Well, God does that with prayer. He instructs us how to pray. He urges us to pray. And then He even commands us to pray. It's important. It's important to God. It should be important to us. And the good news is, Jeremiah 33:3. He's going to answer our prayers. So, I want to jump to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And I'm going to use some of these verses. The first one starts off, "Remember also your Creator." Remember your Creator. It's an important thing to do. God's Word encourages us to live in remembrance of Him. In fact, when we take communion, that's to remember Him. And here in Ecclesiastes, "Remember also your Creator." God wants us to remember him as a creator and a future judge. In prayer, we are remembering God. So I want you to think today about prayer. I'm going to talk about some different things, but come back to it. Ponder prayer. How do we be better at prayer? How do we call on to God in more than just the critical times of life? Do you remember your first day at school? I kind of do. At least early days. Do you remember other events that happened long ago? Do you remember the first time you prayed? Or prayed out loud? That could be a scary thing, maybe. How about the first time you tied your shoes? I remember learning to tie my shoes. Nowadays, I buy shoes that don't have to be tied. I try to, but I still know how to tie them. Do you remember the flood of 97? Or should I say plural if you lived in Warren? Plural. Many floods. Three floods, I think. Wow, 17 years ago already. That's a long time. Some of you weren't born, but that brings back a lot of memories. To me, it's kind of like pre-flood, post-flood. That's kind of how I look at life now. Like, did that happen before the flood or during or after? You can recall images and smells and pain. I remember seeing the curb full of garbage. People had thrown out everything from their basement for blocks and blocks. I still remember the image. Some good came out of that, but it's amazing how we can remember things. Chapter 12, verse 1. Remember also your Creator. It's easy for us to remember some things that we choose to remember, but do you remember when you wake up that you have a Creator? Do you call on to him and say, "Good morning, Lord"? Or do you just go about your day and maybe forget that God is around you and ever-present in your life? Remember is an interesting word. It draws us in. It brings us to a specific time and a place. If I asked you, if I gave you a certain word, you might instantly be thinking about a certain time or a certain place or both. It focuses our attention to one thing. And in remembering some things, let's say about the flood of 97, we forget other things. Or as I remember tying my shoe, I forget everything else that was happening around me. We remember some things, but we forget other things. For example, gravity. How many of you have thought about gravity today? We forget about it. But fortunately, you're not all floating around the room and the coffee's floating around. And it's a mess. It'd be hard for us to live our lives. But we forget about it. We forget that gravity is important in our lives and exists. It's crucial. So I'm glad there's gravity. Do you wake up and say, "Ah, man, I'm glad there's gravity"? No, you just experience it. It's there. Some people might think of that about coffee. "Man, I'm glad there's coffee." Well, me too. Is God like that to you? God is a governing force in our lives, just like gravity is a governing force. But we forget about him. I want you to remember God in the little things of life. Not just when there's a crisis. It's good to remember him in crisis, of course. But every minute, remember, just like there's gravity, God is surrounding us. But we don't give him much thought. Another thing that we don't give much thought to is our car windshield. Now, when it's 20 below, you would know that you don't have a windshield. You would not drive very far, and you definitely would not drive fast. But you get in your automobile and you forget about your windshield, unless it's all full of bugs or cracks or defects. Then you're grumbling about it. You're not thankful that it's there. You're wishing that you had a new windshield. And I think that's maybe how God is. We grumble to Him sometimes, but we're not thankful enough for God and what He does in our lives and who He is. Remember also your Creator. If we think of Him as our Creator, how could we not be thankful? How could we not be joyful? How could we not talk to Him? Remember your Creator. Well, obviously, God is not like gravity or a windshield. Kind of foolish to compare Him to that, but it helps to bring us into the reality of how we think about God. And the difference is God cares about us. Gravity doesn't care. Windshields don't care about us, but God cares about us in our lives. He cares about every minute of our life. And He is a person. Somebody that we're going to meet someday if we go to heaven. And we'll get to thank Him. But He wants us to acknowledge Him now, to be thankful for Him now. Not like a windshield. Jackie and I, my wife, we like to ride bike, usually in the summertime. And oftentimes there's people out, we'll see people and we'll greet them or wave or just eye contact, whatever it is at the moment, you acknowledge them. Maybe a hello and a wave. Acknowledging their presence is the first act of showing respect. Are you doing that with God? Are you acknowledging that God is in your life, around your life, that He is your Creator? Are you acknowledging His presence? Are you giving Him that respect? You wouldn't say to a stranger, when I'm biking, I don't stop and say, hey, stranger, how about you loan me $20? Or can I borrow your lawnmower? Who are you? They don't know me. Do we do that with God? Do we just forget about God for a month? And then all of a sudden, oh, God, please help me. I need you now. Who are you? Maybe God desires interaction more often. Do you think so? I do. Every day, multiple times a day. Seek God. Remember your Creator. Call unto Him. One way to draw closer to God and have a stronger prayer life is to walk with God through your day. To actually think about Him and walk through your day remembering Him. Just like you would do if you were walking with a friend down Johnson Avenue and you're talking about the day. You're talking about life. You can do that with God. He's there and He's listening and He desires to have an active prayer life from you, from each one of us. It doesn't have to be fancy. Your prayer life can just be conversation. Good morning, God. Thank you for another day. Thank you for a day that I can make new choices and better choices. I can turn my life around. Just like it's a new year, each morning you wake up, it's a new day. Draw close to God. He desires a close relationship with each one of us. It wasn't long ago I drove down to Minneapolis and got into traffic, and I'm so thankful I live in Warren. Whenever I experience traffic jams, even in Grand Forks, if I'm behind three or four cars, it's like, I'm so glad to be away from this. But it's an opportunity for me to pray. Rather than grumbling about the traffic, I should be saying, Lord, thank you for another opportunity that I can just be patient and pray and draw closer to you. Or when I get to my destination, I think, oh, I've got this phone call to make and I'm not really excited about it. And another opportunity. God, please help me to make this phone call. Help me to say the right words. Live your life close to God. Every moment you're drawing Him closer. Remember your Creator. Now, some of you maybe don't begin and end your day like with God, close to God. Some of you do, and that's great. But each one of us can do better, can draw closer to God every moment, often through the day, remembering Him. Maybe you struggle at drawing close to God. Maybe days go by or a week goes by. Maybe you don't really draw close until Sunday morning. And then it's another Sunday morning before you draw close to God. He desires us to remember Him, to pray to Him, to draw Him close, to have a relationship with Him that is strong and fruitful. He desires that. What do you desire? And what are you doing about that? This is a new year. We're only 2 weeks into the year. Why not make 2014 the best year of your life? Have Jesus Christ as your Savior and draw God closer to you every moment of your waking moments of your life. It's a skill to be learned. God urges us and He commands us to pray. Why not be good at this skill? Someday, we're going to meet Him, Judgment Day. He's not just our Creator, He's our Judge. And we're going to see Him. And we're going to answer for how we lived our lives. Did you seek Him in prayer in 2014? We can't do anything about the past, but we can do something about today and the future. Draw close to Him today. Because when you remember you have a Creator, then you know that you're a creation. We are a creation. And we talked about the eyes and the ears and the heart. It's amazing how God has made us. We are a created being, and He desires for us to draw close to Him. I read a story about gingerbread men. What if you had made gingerbread men and you put them out on the counter and they came to life? And some of them said, well, I want to be free. I want to be independent. And they run away. And other ones say, obviously, I've been created. I want to know about my Creator. Which one are you? Are you running from God? Or are you desiring to learn about your Creator? Remembering your Creator, drawing close to Him in prayer and other things. It's not just prayer, but I think prayer is a great place to start. Peter and I desire for a strong prayer life for this church, for every one of us, for ourselves. Somebody made you. You are not your own. Paul says in the New Testament that we are made in the image of God. We've been redeemed and purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are a creation belonging to somebody else, but we might not like it. Some of us want to be independent. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to pray. I don't want to read my Bible. How do you think that affects your Creator? He desires a close relationship with each one of us. Not independence. He desires us to be dependent on Him. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. The end of that is kind of funny. Like, why would He say, remember your Creator in the days of your youth? Because when you're old, you forget things. You do. Margaret and I were talking about it today, as you have more excuses when you're older because you forgot something. God knows that we are forgetful. Act now while you're youthful. All of us are youthful. Let's just say that now. Because we can remember God, our Creator. But there comes a day when we won't remember. It'll be too late. Verse 6 of Ecclesiastes 12. Remember Him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well. Those are metaphors for us growing old, before we forget, before we can't remember. Remember Him today. And it goes on to say, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. The Hebrew word for spirit is the breath of life. God gave us the breath of life. We are a created being, and someday we're going to return to where we came from, to the one who breathed us, Judgment Day. Are you going to make 2014 the best year of your life? I challenge you to do that. Seek God in the moments that you can. When you remember your Creator, seek Him. Draw close to Him and make this a fantastic year. Next week, Pastor Peter is going to continue about prayer. And I urge you to make choices starting today, when you come back next Sunday, that your prayer life is stronger than it was last week. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for being our Creator. Lord, I thank You for each person here. Help us to draw close to You, Lord, this day and this year. And may we sense a real presence, a relationship with You as we draw closer to You, Lord. As we call unto You, Father, strengthen our faith and our prayer life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.